Romola's tongue was tied to her throat, her heart beating like a speeding train. Waterfalls of sweat ran down the creases of her body. She stared at the path in front of her that looked like a tunnel. Unfamiliar darkness choked her. This is the place her real parents called home. Parents. That word seemed so strange to her. It caught her mouth and it vibrated like a drop of rain on a desert plain. The village was beautiful. History was painted in its roots. Tiny streams trickled alongside the road, drawing the people into this magic heart of trade. Each tree had to pursue the purpose of its beauty. The village was known for its intricate wood carvings, which filled the citizens with pride. It was summer break, and Romola had finally made her journey to her beloved home. Or her life, from her luxurious bed in the States, she had dreamed of a quiet village that smelled like a grounded cardamom and dry earth, filled with the laughter of children. The image wrapped her with a sense of a safety, but it was not real. She had created it through the internet searches and the memories of other youths. She took a deep breath, trying to process the two worlds she belonged to. She felt like a foreigner in her own land. It was the same in the States. I cannot fit, she muttered to herself. Romola felt more and more numb as the time passed. She kept walking, admiring the deserted village, trying to hold on the happy image she had created in her mind. But there were no great scenes from her vision, only the dust of dreams. Like a bird with broken wings, she walked, exploring the garden of her birth. The people of this village have a remarkable courage, Romola thought. They keep restarting, even though sometimes there is nothing to look forward to. Romola came across a birthed hut. Next to it stood an older woman who waved and smiled at her. In Somalia, people who are older than you are your guardians, even if they don't know you. Edo, magaa, maduntai. What's your name, auntie? Are you lost? Within 24 hours of her arrival in Somalia, Romola's life had slowly changed. Returning to her village presented her with joy and pain on one plate. Her thoughts collide, her mind blank page. After long pause, she said, "My name is Romola. They call me Hakima," the old woman said, as she handed Romola a chair. "Have a seat. I'll be back." She entered the hut and fetched some milk for the girl. Hakima had seen her village change like the weather over her 60 years. She was a woodworker with a rough hands, but a precise eyes. Her personality like a perfume, grasping the hearts of others. She told Romola how she travels between towns, making cups, vessels, and spoons from wood. Each of them unique, decorated with intricate handcraftings of local flora and fauna. Each of her pieces holds a story of the past generation. Hakima gestured to the cup in Romola's hands, like how it holds the fresh camel milk. Fakima said, over here we live in a nomadic life and I love what I do because wood is the backbone of our town. It's a joy that never dies. What is your story, young lady?
I came to see where I'm from, said Ramla. I want to know where I belong.
Hakima said, what do you mean, you're Somali? Where else would you belong?
You're lucky. You can go far and return. Don't feel strange. Embrace this village. It is yours too. This is Wood Valley. If you're hungry for change, you can create a path for yourself and others.
I want to be here. I'm tired of being in between. Sometimes lost, confused. I want to find my voice. My talent may lay in my motherland, Ramla thought to herself.
Hakima said, whether you feel at home here or there, they are both part of your history. You cannot run away. It's like running away from your own skin.
I'm sure you are old enough to figure that out. In this village, we grow up so fast and disappear with the seasons. But I will never leave at all, even when life forces me to do so.
Wood Valley is a transient place for those of us who trade around the towns. It's beautiful because the people chose to see beauty in the emptiness and a hope in the face of despair.
Twenty years ago, at the age of three, Ramla was founded by the Save the Children in an orphanage and adopted by an American couple. They adore her so much that they gave her a nickname, Apple of Our Eyes. She had learned about her birth country's traumatic history in high school classroom, which ripped her from her middle class life, forcing her to seek her own identity. Years later, there she stood in Wood Valley, in the burning heat, staring at the remains of her family home. The small hut had crumbled into the earth, abandoned, rotted, defeated. This land shakes from time to time as a reminder of unity. Wood Valley has always persisted with courage and resilience. Injustice has never prevailed. If you have ideas, you can make something beautiful here. You can start again. Coming from the West has its own ups and downs, Hakima said.
Ramla sighed. I've always wanted to open a restaurant. They bring people together. She wanted to create meals that resemble both Somali and the Western food. Food is the door to openness. Humans are humble when they are fed.
I would offer you a piece of advice, Hakima said. Being part of a diaspora is not easy in Wood Valley. People will label you. Their sense of humor can be dry, but eventually they will love you if you stay and do not run.
If I stay, Ramla murmured.
She sat while Hakima made tea. The smell hung in the air, the spices boiling together. The secret recipe for Somali Shah has been passed down through generations of families. It's precious and blends in their bloodline. She recalled her college dream of cooking, serving beautifully decorated plates of food, Somali and Western together. Caught between two tastes. I've been torn between two lives for so long. If I stay, it means I can create my own path. Ramla reached for her bag, pulling out the joy of cooking. I found my place. Wood Valley's magic. I am here to heal my wounds.